الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب ما جاء في الرياء. باب ما جاء في الرياء. The chapter with regards to that which has come from showing off in the actions of worship, meaning the clarification of this prohibition and a warning from that, and the mention of the threat with regards to that. Babu ma ja'a fi ar-riya. The people of knowledge, they mentioned that ar-riya is a masdar, and the verb is ra'a, yura'i, riya'an wa mura'atan, riya'an wa mura'atan. And this means to show somebody your actions with the intention, hoping to be praised. And to show the people your actions, to do a deed in order for the people to see a person and praise him and mention good about him, or in order to have some status in the heart of the one hopes the action is seen by. The issue of ar-riya is a dangerous issue, and in its origin it is considered minor shirk, and it will not invalidate the tawheed entirely, but it will weaken it in a great manner. It weakens the tawheed and the perfection of the tawheed. And the person who falls into this affair, he is exposed to the threat of Allah and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to be free from ar-riya, for the action to be free from ar-riya, is a condition for the acceptance of the deed. And the deed that has ar-riya in it, then that portion of the deed is rejected and not accepted. If the riya occurs from the very beginning of the act of worship, then that action is rejected and it is not accepted. And if it's one of those actions that has a beginning and an ending, like salah, for example, then the one who begins his salah from the very beginning, Allahu Akbar, and he is hoping to be seen by the people in order for them to praise him, in order for them to respect him or honor him or hold him in high regards, and this is his intention from his takbirat al-ihram, then this action here is foul and wicked and evil and is not accepted. And it is rejected. It is rejected. Even if he were to continue some time, and then after some time in the same prayer, he realized, A'udhu billah, what am I doing showing off? This person is a creation like me. He has a Lord like me. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he is the one who's worthy of worship. At this time, it would not be sufficient for him to seek refuge with Allah and then continue with this prayer. Rather, he has to start over. If it's an obligatory prayer, it's an obligation to start over. Now,
so what if he starts with a good niyyah, but then in the middle of salah?
Mm-hmm, that's an excellent question. It's going to come, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. So if he starts in the beginning, what's the ruling, Ali? He has to restart if it's an obligation. And if it's an obligation, then he must repeat it. In any case, he will have to repent. In any case, he will have to repent. If he began in the beginning, and he was sincere in the beginning, and then the riya came to his intention in the middle of the prayer. If he repels that and he seeks refuge with that, and it's just something that crossed his mind and it came to him and it was a whisper and he did not entertain that or fall into that, rather whenever it came he detested that and he sought refuge with Allah, this will not hurt him or harm him nor his deed whatsoever, insha'Allah ta'ala. And this person, he is in jihad, alhamdulillah. If he were to begin sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then in the middle of the action the riya will come, and then he fell into that and he entertained that idea, Yani, he entertained that idea, and then his intention was directed any for this praise and the hope of this praise, or the hope of this position or status and rank in the heart of that person. If this occurred, and he continued until the end of the prayer, and he continued till the end of the prayer, Allah knows best. Likewise, this prayer is invalid. This prayer is invalid, because the prayer, it has a beginning and an ending, and it has to begin for Allah and end for Allah. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in two narrations that verily the deeds are based upon their intentions, and also the deeds are based upon their endings, and how they are closed, and how they are ended, and how one will finish them. So the beginning is very important. It's the foundation of the action, and likewise the closing of the action, and the end of the action as well is very important. And likewise, any inside of that or between that is also very important. But this issue here, this is the ruling the people of knowledge mention. So if he continued till the end and he did not repel that until he finished showing off, until he said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and he's hoping for the praise of that person or a position in the heart of that person and the likes, then that likewise is invalid and Allah knows best. But if it were to occur to him in the middle and then it was with him for some time and then he repelled that before he made the taslim, and maybe for a brief moment he is showing off in his prayer, and then he realized, A'udhu billah, astaghfirullah, and then he continued and completed his prayer, for the sake of Allah, then the prayer is good and correct, and he has a reward with Allah Azza wa Jalla according to that which was sincere. As for the portion that was showing off, then this portion is rejected. Then this portion here is rejected, and it is not accepted. So this is the issue now. The people of knowledge, they mentioned the ruling of Riya. We have seen that, the ruling that it is minor shirk and not major shirk. Minor shirk and not major shirk. Unless a person, he were hiding that in his heart and he was doing it solely and only for the sake of the creation of somebody else entirely. Shaykhul Islam, rahimahullah, he mentioned this would almost never occur from a believer, or cannot occur from a true Muslim, that he would begin and the whole time, for example, praying for the praise of the people, or only for the sake of the people, and not remembering Allah whatsoever, or hoping for the reward whatsoever. Would be coming to the issue of major shirk. The ruling of Riya, is that it's minor shirk. It's minor shirk, and it could be major shirk if it overcome the person and he began with that, and that's all he wanted was the praise. And the likes like this with Ar-Riya al-Mahd, like the Riya of al-Munafiqeen, those who were displaying Islam outwardly, but inside their heart they concealed pure disbelief, Wariyadu billah. And likewise, the issue that had preceded was the issue the people of knowledge, they mentioned the ruling of the action, if it is mixed with riya. So we see that, if it's from the beginning or in the end or in the middle, the ruling is different. So this person here, he is displaying to the people outwardly that he is doing something for the sake of Allah, but inwardly he's lying. And inwardly he's lying. He's doing something for the sake of the people, or for the sake of his own soul. For so in this manner is considered very disgusting, and the person who performs that, he deserves to be punished, and his action is not accepted, and he has no reward. Rather, another point the people of knowledge, they mention, is that not only will the action not be accepted, but this person likewise is exposed to the threat of Allah. He's exposed to the threat of Allah. And the one who fell into that and did not repel it, that no doubt that action is rejected. But likewise, he's exposed to the anger of Allah, to the threat of Allah. So it's a major affair. It's a major affair. With regards to severity, the people of knowledge, as they mentioned, it comes after shirk. Major shirk is the most severe of all sins. And after that, minor shirk, and then the major sins. And then the major sins. So this issue here is with regards to the niyyah. This issue here in this chapter and the chapter to come, the author, he is mentioning now the topic or the subject, the mas'ala, ash-shirku fi niyyah. Ash-shirku fi niyyah. The associating partners with one's intention. with one's intention in his heart and what he desires and what he hopes for. What he desires and what he hopes for. Shaykh Abdul Rahman ibn Qasim, rahimahullah, he mentioned about this. He said about shirku fil niyyah, and to associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jalla with one's intention. He says, "Huwa al-bahr alladhi la sahila lah." It's an ocean that has no shore. And that this is a vast affair and can occur from many different aspects and in many different circumstances and situations that this shirk and the intention can come. وَهُوَ الْبَحْرُ أَلَّذِي لَا سَحِيلَ لَهُ وَقَلَّ مَنْ يَنْجُو مِنْهُ. And almost nobody will be safe from it. And how few are those who are safe from it. فَمَنْ أَرَادَ بِعَمَلِهِ غَيْرَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ أَوْ نَوَى شَيْئًا غَيْرَ التَّقَرُّبِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَطَلَبِ الْجَزَاءِ مِنْهُ فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ فِي نِيَّتِهِ وَإِرَادَتِهِ. So he said, rahimahullah, that anybody who intends by way of his action other than the face of Allah, seeking the pleasure of Allah and the reward of Allah, or he intended something else other than seeking nearness to Allah with his action, and that's what he wants in his heart. In his heart, he did the action, any of the actions from the actions of worship, any of the actions that are considered from the actions of the hereafter. And while he's performing that action, there's something in his heart that he wants from the worldly affair, not from Allah. He's not seeking nearness to Allah with that. Then he has made shirk with Allah in his intention and with his desire. With his intention, meaning his niyyah. And with his desire, meaning his irada, that which he wants and that which he desires and hopes for. That which he wants and that which he desires and hopes for. So he mentioned what ikhlasu, and yukhlisa lillahi fi akhwarihi wa af'arihi wa iradatihi wa niyatihi. And to have sincerity is to purify the intention and the actions, and to purify and to be sincere for the sake of Allah, to purify the statements and the actions and the intentions. To purify the statements and the actions and the intentions. And the way for this to occur is to have the favor of Allah and the blessing of Allah. And no one can be sincere and safe from this issue except with the permission of Allah. And it's come in the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told him, he said, "Inna shirka fikum la akhfa min dabib an-naml." That the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that verily shirk amongst you, and he associating partners with Allah amongst you, is more hidden than the crawling of an ant. It's more hidden from you than the crawling of an ant. And the fact that an ant will be crawling around and he's somewhere, a person, he will not see that. This is something that is hidden from the eyes of the people. And the only way a person, he will realize that if he comes close, or if he's looking, or if he's paying attention and the likes like this. So this is an important point. Yani from the reality of being safe from shirk, that a person, he has to look for it. That a person, he has to look for it. Shirk in general, major shirk, a person has to look for it. He has to know it. He has to be aware of it. He has to know its avenues and how it occurs. And likewise, minor shirk, especially here, because it's even more hidden, even more unaware. And it can come to a person and maybe he will not realize it if he's not paying attention himself, if he's heedless. And the Salaf, they used to be very harsh on their own souls with regards to this. And with regards to being sincere and trying themselves, testing themselves and blaming themselves and taking themselves to account, because it is something that is in the heart and it's something that is hidden. And the heart and the soul, it loves this life. And this is part of the wisdom of Allah, that the human being, he loves this life and he likes to be praised and he likes for the people to accept him and the likes like this, and to have a good position with the people. And this is in the heart. This is in the heart. But the actions of the hereafter, they have to be for Allah. And this is the trial. And this is the test. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. And to test you to see who's best indeed. And who's going to purify the action for the sake of Allah, believing in the unseen. الْإِيمَانُ بِالْغَيْبِ. Believing in Allah Azza wa Jalla in the unseen, and the reward from Allah in the unseen. This is all from the affairs of the unseen. So a person, he can see this life now, and he can reap the benefit of this life now and taste it and see it and enjoy it. And this is what the soul lusts for. And this is what the soul lusts for. But the striving and the jihad of one's own soul is to purify the actions that are for the hereafter, for Allah Azza wa Jal alone. So a person, he has to search. He has to search in his soul for the shirk. He has to search in his soul for the corrupt intention. And if he looks, he will find that. If he looks, he will find that. And he will start to recognize in his own self that he has deficiency. And that sometimes it will come to him. And sometimes it will come to him. If he looks for it, he'll find it, inshallah. And if he's sincere with Allah and he seeks the help of Allah. And this is the case. Inna shirka lafikum akhfa. Inna shirka lafikum akhfa min dabib an namil. The verity associating partners with Allah amongst you. Amongst who? Amongst you. Amongst you. He's speaking to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, to the companions, and the ummah in general, but this time to the companions radiallahu anhum, and to the best of the companions radiallahu anhum. So then he mentioned sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, I will teach you something that if you say it, it will take away the major shirk and the minor shirk, the big shirk and the little shirk. Yani the big shirk and the little shirk. So he said sallallahu alayhi wasallam that you should say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. O Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika. Again, this is istiadha. Wa ana a'lam. O Allah, I seek refuge with you. I seek refuge with you. I mean, I can't be safe from this. This is a great calamity and danger that I'm afraid of. I run to you. O Allah, I'm running to you, O Allah, to save me from this, to protect me from this harm that I'm afraid of. For example, whenever it's raining outside or there's a great storm, like a tornado, and the likes like that, a person, he'll run to a shelter. He'll run to a place that he believes will be able to protect him from the weather. A Muslim, he will do this, but at the same time, his heart is running to Allah, and he's taking the means. So this is allowed. This is allowed. The point is that I need to understand the meaning of seeking refuge. Seeking refuge. Somebody's afraid of something, he will run somewhere, and he will take refuge there, hoping that that thing will be a means to protect him. And you know, if it's from the worldly affairs, all the while relying upon Allah Azza wa Jal and trusting in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here this is the case. So this is a great calamity and a storm and a trial, a storm of desires that is advancing upon the heart. The only way to be safe from it is to seek refuge with Allah. So therefore he will seek refuge with Allah, and he seek protection from Allah, meaning his hope is high in Allah and his trust in Allah that he will not fall into that. What he knows. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa na'alam. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you. I seek refuge with you that I will make shirk with you while I know. Wa astaghfiruka lima la'alam. And I seek forgiveness for you from that which I do not know. An indication that there is a type of shirk that may occur in a person who does not realize it. And a person who does not realize it. And so this is again an indication of the dangers of this issue. So a person, he will fight himself. He will fight his intention, and he will fight his desires, and he will try to purify his actions for the sake of Allah. And this means that he will have a general intention, and every believer, he has that, a general intention. When he says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, that he has a general intention that he will make all of his worship for the sake of Allah, and according to the sunnah of Allah. But whenever the time comes for the performance of a specific deed, performing the Fajr prayer, or teaching, or giving the khutbah, or whatever the case may be, giving charity, or helping somebody, smiling in someone's face. If you want the reward from Allah at that time, now, this time requires for one to remember Allah. At the time of the performance of the action, it requires for one to remember Allah. And first and foremost, to remember Allah, and to remember the promise of Allah, and to remember the favor of Allah, and the bounty of Allah, and the blessing of Allah, and to remember likewise the threat of Allah, and the anger of Allah, and these affairs like this, and to focus, and to perform that action based upon this hope, and this love, and this fear. Because the reality is, the one who is showing off, his heart is hoping for the people. This is the case, this is why it's so disgusting, because the heart is hoping for the people. So maybe he'll pray and he'll make ruku', but then if he's hoping for the reward from the people, and his heart is directed to the people, his face is facing the qibla, and his heart is directed towards the people. So this is the issue here. And so he has to take his heart and direct it to Allah. And whenever he is showing off, what does he want? Yeah, he's praying the sunnah prayer, for example, and he's trying to get married, and the wali comes in the door. So he makes his ruku' straight, good, long. Now the wali comes in the door, he's trying to get married to his daughter. So, oh man, Here's the, if he sees me praying, and he, I'm going to make my prayer. Like the shaitan will come to him. Right? So what is his heart doing now? It's attached to the man. It's attached to the man. You understand? There's many mukhalafat in Tawheed here. There's many mukhalafat in Tawheed here. Danny, opposition to Tawheed. What are some of them? First one is obvious. His heart is attached to the man. Huh? Allah is the one who's going to provide for him the wife. No. Without relying upon Allah. Naam, ahsant. Yani, in the end, if he gets married to her, it's from the command of Allah and the decree of Allah, and Allah, he allowed that. Not the wali. No, the wali is taken, going through the wali is taking the means. But the affair is in the hands of Allah. The affair is in the hands of Allah. He, whether the wali likes him or does not like him, or the likes likewise, that's in the hands of Allah. So all of it goes back to the command of Allah. So therefore, you don't seek it from in this manner. Definitely, he has to go to the wali. Definitely, he has to have a good presentation when he meets the wali. Definitely, he has to have good manners whenever he meets the wali. And then, all of this is no doubt, but his heart is not attached to the wali. And the affair, he knows, is not in the hands of the wali. Rather, this is the means. So therefore, he put his heart and his trust and his faith in Allah, because the woman is created by Allah and under the decree of Allah, and her heart is in the hands of Allah, and likewise the heart of the wali. So therefore, he goes to the one who has command, and the one who has control, and the one who has authority. And then he takes the means that Allah legislated for him. So this is a great contradiction to a tawheed. Now, he could punish him for... Allah, he may punish him for his foul intention, and the opposite of that, and the meaning that the man, he will not like him. He will show off for the man, and then Allah will punish him contrary to his intention. He's showing off for that man, and he's falling into sin for this intention. And then many times what will happen, and this is a principle the people of knowledge, they mention, a person, he'll be punished with the opposite of that, the opposite of what he intended, and because he did not take the proper means. So maybe this would even be a means for that man to detest him. For that man to detest him, because that man's heart is in the hands of Allah. So the point is that to be free from this, a person, he has to hope in Allah and attach his heart to Allah with hope and with love and with fear. And that's the reality of ubudiyyah. If these things have weakness in it or deficiency, any from that aspect is that it will be attached to the creation. It'll be attached to the creation with hope. He's hoping in the creation. He's hoping for a reward from the creation. This is why the people of knowledge, they mentioned that al-ikhlas is aziz, is rare. It's rare because it doesn't have, the soul has nothing. Yani, the soul, it has to let it all go. The soul has to let all the attachments go. And it has no reward in this life. Yani, it's not seeking any wealth, any praise, any property, any position, nothing from the dunya. Nothing from the dunya. So the soul gets nothing. Yani, apparently, what is tangible? What is tangible? And the person, if somebody praises him, oh, he got a reward, and the soul is satisfied. The person, he got some money. The person, he got some rank. The soul is being satisfied, is getting a delight. But here, when it's sincerity for the sake of Allah, then all of that is gone. All of that is gone. The search for that pleasure is gone. Now it's searching for the pleasure, not of the soul, but rather of the creator of the soul, This is what makes it so hard and so difficult and so rare. But even if a person were to strive to fulfill that, he will find the delight in his soul. The delight from the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and from the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it's the best of all delights, and it's called halawatul iman, the sweetness of faith. The sweetness of faith. So the author, he mentioned, rahimahullah, wa qawli lahi ta'ala, qul innama ana basharun mithlukum yuha ilay. أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. That he mentioned the verse of Allah Azza wa Jal that means say, and he said to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am only a human being like you. I'm only a human being like you. Human being like you, meaning I'm not a God. I'm not a Rabb. I don't have rububiyyah. I don't have rububiyyah. I don't have uluhiyyah. I'm not alive and I never die. I'm not strong and healthy and never sick. This is what I mean. I'm only a human being like you. meaning that I'm not worthy of worship. Say to them this, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm only a human being like you, and from this aspect, meaning that I'm a slave. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ, I'm only the slave of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So He's a human being like us. This is what He's saying. يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ, but this is the difference. يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ, but I receive revelation. So therefore He's a human being like us, so He's not worthy of worship like the rest of the human beings. But He's not the same from the aspect that He received revelation. So therefore whatever He says is truth, and whatever He says is correct, and whatever He says is aided by the revelation. So therefore He must be believed in everything that He says, and likewise He must be obeyed in everything that He commands, because He came with revelation, which is the message from the Creator of the heavens and the earth, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the difference. He's not worthy of worship because He's a human being like us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but He cannot be belied or denied or disobeyed because He has revelation. Because He has revelation. He received revelation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the revelation that He received, إِنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ, verily your true God and the only one who is worthy of worship is one. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. So whoever has sincere hope in the meeting of his Lord, then let him work righteous deeds. Then whoever is hoping for the meeting of his Lord, yani this is a special meeting. All of the people, they will meet their Lord. All of the people, they will meet their Lord, but it's not all the same. The meeting is not all the same. Those who are hoping for the meeting of their Lord, then they meet their Lord with honor and dignity and with mercy and goodness. And this is what is being referred to here. And also many of the Salaf, they mention also what is referred to here is seeing Allah. And that meaning that is hoped here, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, يعني to see Him, المعاينة, to see Him, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of this is included in the meeting of Allah. So whoever is hoping for the meeting of Allah, what should he do? فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا, that he should work righteous deeds. Any righteous deeds according to that which is pleasing to Allah. And that's why he sent the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach us how to worship him in a morning that's in a meeting in a manner that's pleasing to him. And to worship Allah in a manner that's pleasing to Allah. So therefore to do righteous deeds is to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا, and he should not associate any partners with his Lord whatsoever. And no major partner and no minor partner. No major partner and no minor partner. So here this again is the issue of arriya. And many of the Salaf, they mentioned that what is intended here is arriya. That they should not associate any partners whatsoever. La turai. Do not show off whatsoever. Do not associate any partners in your attention with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hoping for the praise for the actions of the hereafter from the people or the position in the hearts of the people whatsoever. And this the meaning of the verse. So it's very clear the point the author he's making. After this he says, when Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu marfu'a, and also it has been narrated from Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Qala Allahu ta'ala, Allah the Most High, he says, أنا أغنى شركائي عن الشرك من عمل عملا أشرك معي فيه غيري تركته وشركة, رواه مسلم. So the author, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Allah said, I am the most free and no need of a partner. I am the one who is the most free and no need of a partner. أغنى عن المشاركة, يعني that Allah, he has no need. He's completely free and has no need, subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatsoever of a partner. So whoever does an action and he associated with him in that action other than him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, taraktuhu wa shirka, I will leave him and the action that he has associated. I will leave him and the action that he has associated. So here, if the action is not sincerity for the sake of Allah, if there's any partner in the action whatsoever, that action that has a partner in it, Allah Azza wa Jal, He will leave it. Taraktuhu wa shirka. Taraktuhu wa shirka. This is with regards to ikhlas. We understand that the person who did an action of worship, and in that portion of that worship, there's showing off in that. That portion there is gone. Mardud. Similarly like that, the action that is done on the other aspect, not according to the sunnah, not according to the sunnah, likewise that action is mardud. Huh? It's mardud. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa rad." So here we have the same issue now. Allah, He said the same thing with regards to His right. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, He said the same thing with regards to His right. The right of Allah azza wa jal is to be worshipped alone with no partners. And the right of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to be followed absolutely in everything He says. And that Allah should not be worshipped except in the manner described by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So if you leave this one, then Allah will leave your deed. And if you leave this one, then likewise Allah will leave your deed. You leave your deed. So this is the condition for the acceptance of the action. This is all included here in these two texts. يعني فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك من عمل عملا أشرك معي فيه غيري تركته وشركا رواه مسلم تركته وشركا رواه مسلم. After this, the author, he says, عن أبي سعيد رضي الله عنه مرفوعا. And it has been narrated from Abi Sa'id, and from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِمَا هُوَ أَخْوَفُ عَلَيْكُمْ عِنْدِي مِنَ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, should I not inform you of something that I'm more afraid of for you, that I'm more afraid of for you even than al-Masih al-Dajjal? So they said, قَالُوا بَلَى. They said, of course, O Messenger of Allah. So he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الشرك الخفي. الشرك الخفي, the hidden shirk. يقوم الرجل فيصلي فيزين صلاته لما يرى من نظر الرجل من نظر رجل رواه أحمد. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الشرك الخفي, the hidden shirk. And meaning that a man, he will stand and he will pray and he will decorate his prayer and he will beautify his prayer and pray in a beautiful manner so that a person will see him. So that a man will look at him and see him. And he meaning that he's seeking the praises of that person or the position of that person or a status in the heart of that person. So here the author is mentioning the issue of ash-shirku al-khafi. Ash-shirku al-khafi. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here is saying that he's more afraid of this for you even than al-Masih al-Dajjal. And this is because it is something that is very hidden. And likewise, because it is something that the soul calls to. And there's a strong call to this. And the call in the soul for the worldly life and for the delight of this life is strong. Strong in every soul. In every soul. And his the lust for this life and the love for this life. And it's ingrained in the person. He loves this. He loves the delight of this life. So therefore, the call to have praise of the people, to call to be accepted by the people, to call to have authority or rank, all of this is in the heart, and this is a strong call. So therefore, for this reason, along with the fact that this type of shirk here is hidden, it's not apparent, it's hidden. Where is it hidden at? In the heart. It's hidden in the heart. It's hidden in the intention. It's hidden in the irada. It's hidden in the niyyah, it's hidden in the qasd, what the person wants. Like this, so it's not apparent. So it's hidden and the call for it is great, and it's very difficult to get rid of it. It's very difficult to get rid of it for this reason. Yani, because in order to get rid of it, you have to identify it. You have to be aware of it. You have to know it, how it comes, when it comes. And the likes like this, it'll rise in the heart. The desire for the person to like you, or to praise you, or to thank you. Oh, the like, all of this will rise up in the heart. If a person is not aware of it, and it's just gonna rise up, and it's gonna be there. If it will get strong, likewise. But if you're aware of it, it will go away. This is for this reason the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أخوف عليكم, أخوف عليكم. Yani that is indi. There's more. I'm more afraid for you than this affair here. الشرك الخفي, الشرك الخفي. Yani الشرك الخفي. It could be major shirk and minor shirk, because it's hidden. It's a hidden shirk. Many times it's interpreted like here in this hadith to be the hidden shirk, yani riya, and it's because it's hidden in the heart. But likewise, if a person believed in his heart, for example, that the wadi he can hear, and he can respond, and the likes, he has his creed. This is shirk in the heart, waliyadu billah, and it's hidden. And it's major. So not every hidden shirk is minor shirk. Not every hidden shirk is minor shirk. There's aspects of shirk that's major shirk, that's also hidden in, and it's buried in a person's heart. Wa'iyadhu billah. So this is the issue here. The author, he says, fihi masail. In this chapter, there are benefits and masail issues. Al-ula tafsiru ayat al-kaf. The first one is the interpretation of the ayah in the end of Surah Kaf. And then he mentioned al-thaniya. هذا الأمر العظيم في رد العمل الصالح في رد العمل الصالح إذا دخله شيء لغير الله. And this this great affair, the second benefit, the great affair of the rejection of the righteous action, if some shirk entered into it, يعني some partner or intention entered into it for other than the sake of Allah, يعني this is a great action. And Allah, He says, من عمل عملا, any action, and even if it may be a great action, but the intention was corrupted in that, taraktuhu wa shirka. Allah will leave it. So this is a great affair. الثالثة ذكر السبب الموجب لذلك وهو كمال غنى. And here we see the author, he says the third benefit is the mention of the reason why Allah, He will not accept that and He will leave that. Anybody who does an action and he associated a partner and his intention with that action other than Allah Azza wa Jal, for Allah and other than Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah will leave it. The author, he's saying that the reason for this, the clarification of the reason for this in the beginning of the narration. This is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has kamalul ghina. He is al-ghani. He is free of all needs. He is free of all needs. He has no needs. He does not need us. He does not need worship. He does not need anything. He is al-hay al-qayyum. Al-ghani al-hamid. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not need anything. He does not need anything. The partner, He does not need the partner. The worship itself, He does not need the worship. He does not need the worship. He doesn't need anything. So if you do something and you associate a partner with Him, He does not need it. And He will not accept it. And He will reject it. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Rabiya, anna min al-asbabi annahu khayru al-shuraka. That He is the best. From the reasons that He is the best of the partners. And he doesn't need a partner. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't need a partner, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in worldly affairs, for example, business, a person, he will only take a partner because of a weakness. A person, he will only take a partner in business and the likes like this. If he's going to take on a business to try to dispose of the affairs or to get money and the likes like this, he will only take a partner because of a weakness. For example, maybe he knows how to run a business and get money very well, but he does not have the money to start the business. So then he has to take a partner. Or maybe he has lots of money. Maybe he's very wealthy. But he does not have the knowledge of how to run the business. So he has to take a partner because of deficiency. The first one is deficiency in his property, in his prosperity, in his wealth. And the other one is a deficiency in his knowledge. Maybe somebody likewise will come along and he's got knowledge and he knows how to do it very well. And he has lots of money. He's very wealthy, but he's busy. He's busy. He doesn't have time to take care of the business. He's got lots of money. He knows how to run it properly. But in order to do this other business, he doesn't have time. He's preoccupied. So now he's going to have to take a partner. Allah Azza wa Jal, He knows everything. عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ وَأَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَهُ الْمُلْكِ. The dominion belongs to Him. هُوَ الْغَنِي. He's rich. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, worthy of all praise, and nothing busies Him or preoccupies Him from anything whatsoever. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, He does not need a partner. So therefore, He is free in need of a partner. Al-Khamisa, khawfu Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala ashabihi min ar-riya. And the fifth benefit is the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was afraid for his companions with regards to showing off. He was afraid with regards to showing off. Fasadisa. And the last one, أنه فسر ذلك أن يصلي المرء لله لكن يزينها لما يرى من نظر رجل. And the sixth benefit is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he interpreted the showing off to mean that a person, he will pray for the sake of Allah, but he will decorate that or adorn his prayer, and whenever he sees somebody looking at him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our intentions and our actions for His sake alone, and to save us from showing off and wanting to be heard and to pardon us and forgive us our sins. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.